today. Pop that up. Besides you children, could there be anyone else in the world who is the highest of all and the most elevated of all? Because you are the children of the highest on high, Father. You may take a tour of the whole cycle. Can you find anyone else who has the highest position? As you have. Even as a sovereign, is there anyone else who has received a higher sovereignty than yours? Next, where praise and worship of anyone is concerned, the amount of worship and the worship in the right method, which is of yours, could there be anyone whose worship is more than that? the secret of the drama is so wonderful and elevated.
Sarupame. Isame. Apane. Puja Sarupako.
That at this time, whilst you are in your living forms with the help of knowledge, you not only know about that, but you are also observing it. On one hand, you are in your living forms here, and on the other hand are your non-living images which are being worshipped. Right in front of you, are you able to see your worship-worthy images? Are you seeing them? So you are here in your living forms and you have your non-living forms in front of you. It's a wonderful play, is it not? Where a kingdom is concerned, even in that, there could be no one else's kingdom as complete, whole, unshakable kingdom like yours. There are many kingdoms. But you, the world sovereigns,
royal family,
as well as the royal family of the world sovereigns, are the highest and the most elevated. Therefore, where sovereignty is concerned, you are the highest. Where being worshipped is concerned, there you are also the highest. And now at Sangam Yug, you become the heirs to God's inheritance. You claim the right to meet God. You claim the right to get God's love. You are the souls of God's family. Could there be anyone else like you? It's only you, is it not? You have become that, haven't you? Are you becoming that, or have you already become it? You have become it. You have become it, is it not? You have become it, and you are claiming the inheritance and attaining perfection and are even ready to return home with the Father. The happiness of Sangam Yoga, the attainments of Sangam Yoga, the time of Sangam Yoga is very beautiful, is it not? You like it, don't you? It's very lovely, is it not? It is more lovely than even the kingdom of golden age, is it not? Or do you want to return home quickly? Then why are you asking, Baba, when will destruction take place? You are thinking about it, aren't you? When will destruction happen? What will happen? Where will we be? Bab Dada says, wherever you will be, you will be in Baba's remembrance, you will be with Baba, whether in the corporeal form or in the angelic form, subtle form, but you will be together, and if you are together, then nothing will happen to you. There are many stories on this, aren't there? Do you remember? You have been told about the cat and the kittens. They were in a furnace and there was heat all around, fire everywhere, but still they remained safe. Or did they get burnt? No, they were safe. So you, the children of God, will be together. But if your intellect will be somewhere else, then maybe you will be affected. You will get some effect. But if you will be together, then not even for 1 second you should be alone. Sometimes when you are in service or doing karma yoga, you experience being alone. You say, what to do? I'm alone. There is so much work. And then you also get tired. Why don't you make Baba your companion? You make someone with two arms your companion. Instead, why don't you make the one with 1,000 arms your companion? Who will help you more? Will the one with 1,000 arms help you more, or will the one with 2 arms help you more? At Sangam Yoga, no Brahma Kumar or Brahma Kumari can be alone. It's only when you are doing service and are busy in doing karma yoga, then you forget Baba's company. And then you get tired. And then you remember Baba and say, Baba, I'm tired, what to do now? Don't get tired. When Bab Dada is ready to be with you whilst you wake up, you do service or do anything, Baba is with you. That's why he has left Paramdham, hasn't he? To be with you. Is it not? This is why Brahma Baba also became avyakt in order to be with you. The speed of helping you is much faster when Baba is in the avyakt form than when Baba was in the corporeal form. This is why Brahma Baba changed his land, his home. Therefore, Shiv Baba and Brahma Baba, both of them,
sada
are always in front of you to help you at any time. Every moment, the moment you say Baba, that very moment you experience Baba's help. But what happens is that you only remember service, and you separate Baba from you. Then Baba also stays back as an observer to see to what extent you can do everything all alone, because afterwards you have to go to Baba anyway. Therefore don't leave the company. Tie Baba with the subtle string of love and rights. You loosen the knot, and this is why you separate yourself from Baba, from your consciousness. Don't do that. As the Almighty Himself is extending an offer to you, it is an offer which will you get at any other time in the whole Kalpa? No, is it not? So Bab Dada also watches you as an observer to see how far you can move alone. Emerge the happiness of Sangam Yug. Emerge the happiness and joys of Sangam Yug. But your intellect remains busy, and this is why the awareness gets merged. Just think. During the whole day, if anyone is asked, do you remember Baba? Is Baba ever forgotten? Then that one will say no. No, somebody told Baba, and Baba say yes, no. It's very good, you remember Baba, it's right. It's good. But But is the remembrance in an immersed form or in a merged form?
It's the thing.
What is your stage at that time?
Rupaki.
Is the awareness in an immersed form or a stage in which the remembrance is immersed, or is the stage with the remembrance merged? There's a big difference, is it not, between the two? Pandavas say it's a big difference, is it not? So why don't you keep the remembrance in an immersed form?
Shakti.
The intoxication, the power, the cooperation, the success, when the remembrance is an immersed form, is very great. Here you cannot forget, because this relationship is not of one birth. Even though Shiv Baba may not be with you in Satyug, but still the relationship will be there, is it not? It cannot be forgotten. That's right, that it cannot be forgotten. But yeah, if an obstacle comes in the way, then it's forgotten. Otherwise, when you are in your natural form, you don't forget, but the remembrance is in a merged form. This is why Bap Dada says, check again and again that whether the experience of being in Baba's company is in an immersed form or in a merged form. Yes, your love for Baba is there. Can it be broken? Can your love for Baba be broken? Pandav say, can it break? Yes or no? No. It cannot break, is it not? Can it? Now, if the love cannot break, then at least take the benefit of that love. Learn the method of taking benefit or taking advantage, full utilization. Bap Dada sees it's your love for Baba which has made you belong to Baba.
Pyari
it is the love which makes you Madhuban Nivasi, the resident of Madhuban.
Jai. Apne asthan par kaise bhi rahi.
In your own places, in whatever way you are, however much you may have to work, but still you come to Madhuban, you reach Madhuban. Bap Dada sees, he knows that many children have very adverse situations to face, and sometimes it's so difficult for them to even buy a ticket to come here. But it's because of love in them for Baba which makes them reach here. Isn't it that way? It's because of the love that you reach here, but of course the situations are not so easy. The situations are becoming more and more difficult day by day. The Lord is pleased with a true heart, that's true. And this is why help comes to you in some form or the other. This is concerning both, whether it's double foreigners or it is Bharatvasis. It's because of your love for Baba. Which breaks the wall of adverse circumstances and makes you cross it and come here. Bring you here. Isn't it that way? If you look at your centers, you'll find that there are even those type of children who after leaving Madhuban think, I don't know whether I'll be able to come to Madhuban next year. But they reach next year again. This is
the
proof of your love. Okay, today you celebrated Holi, didn't you? Bap Dada is seeing the holy swans who are celebrating Holi. All the children have only one title. It is the holiest. This is the title. No other religious soul or great soul has made anyone else holiest from Copper Age onwards. They make them holy, but not the holiest. They never make their followers holiest.
Pavitrata Jivan.
But here, purity is the main foundation of Brahmin life.
But I began.
Even the study, what is that like? You have a slogan.
Pavitramano Yogi.
Be holy, be yogi. Isn't that a slogan of yours? Purity is greatness.
Yogi Jivan.
purity is the basis of yogi life. Sometimes children experience whilst moving along, if impurity that is waste or negative. Thoughts about others, come in the mind, then however much one may want to have powerful yoga, but is it possible to have powerful yoga? Why not?
Sarapi. Anshmatra.
Even if there is a trace of impurity even in your thoughts, then wherever there is a trace of impurity, there the remembrance of the pure father will not be according to what Baba is and how he is. Just as day and night cannot be at the same time, this is why Bap Dada is drawing your attention again and again these days. Before, some time back, Baba used to signal on having purity in actions. But now,
Sampurna.
as time is approaching the end towards the stage of perfection, this is why even in your thoughts, there shouldn't be a trace of impurity, because if there is, then that will deceive you. This is why in your thoughts, words, actions, relationships, contacts, in everything, purity is very essential. Do not think that the mind is not that important. Even though the mind or the thoughts in the mind are not visible externally, yet the thoughts can deceive a great deal. The internal inheritance of Brahmin life, that is purity, peace, happiness, contentment of the mind, may be externally you try to keep yourself satisfied by having too many facilities, too many means of comfort. Well, even that can deceive you at one time. Bap Dada observes that sometimes children take the support of these facilities and think that they are very good, but in this way these things deceive them and they are deceiving them. There is a deep secret behind it. What happens is that Baba is a bestower and you are the children of the bestower. Therefore, if certain service is not yukti yukt, but it is mixed, that is, to some extent, the happiness is based on service, but sometimes is also based on external facilities and something which only the head is pleased with and not the heart. And therefore, the evident fruit of service is experienced by them, no doubt, because Baba is the bestower. And they are happy in it, thinking that, wow, Baba, that I have already received the fruit, doing very good service. But the happiness inside is not constant. The inner satisfaction is not constant.
Atma yoga yukta powerful.
The soul is not able to experience a powerful yukta stage. It's actually devoid of that. It's not that the soul doesn't get anything. It does get something. But it's not accumulated. It's earned and then eaten or finished. No saving is done. This is why you have to pay attention to this. Yes, you are doing very good service. You have got a good fruit as a result of service, but then you eat the fruit and it's finished. You don't accumulate anything. What is accumulated? That is important, because if you do good service, the result is good of service you do. And then you get the fruit of service. But then it's not accumulated. This is why the method for accumulating the fruit
karmana
is
pavitrata,
to have purity in thoughts, words and actions. The foundation is purity.
Seva may be foundation pavitrata.
In service too, the foundation is purity. There should be cleanliness in service. There should be no other feelings mixed in it.
Bhav may be pavitrata.
Even in the feelings there should be purity.
Bhavna may be pavitrata.
In bhavna, feelings, emotions, there should be purity.
Holy.
So holy means purity. Impurity has to be burned. This is why they first burn and then they celebrate. And then the sanskaras become pure and they are matched, that is, that they dance. So the meaning of holy is to burn, to celebrate, and there in the outside world they just embrace each other. But here it is the meeting of sanskaras. This is the auspicious meeting. So burning, celebrating and meeting. Did you celebrate holy in this way, or is it that you just danced, that's all, through gulab jal, rose water at each other? That's good too, celebrate to as much extent you want. Baba is happy, you may sprinkle rose water on others, you may even dance. But keep on dancing all the time, not just for 5 or 10 minutes only. To spread the vibrations of virtues on others is to sprinkle rose water on everyone. And about burning, you know very well. What do you have to burn? You are still burning until, even up to now, every year you raise your hand and say, Baba, now I have made a determined thought. Bab Dada is happy. At least you keep the courage. So Bab Dada is happy on seeing your courage and congratulates you for that. Even to keep courage is the first step. Even to keep courage is good because it's the first step. But what is the pure desire of Shiv Baba? Don't think of the date, whether destruction will happen in 2000 or 2001 or 2005. Don't think that. Okay, even if you cannot become ever ready, that also Bab Dada tells you to not think about being ever ready. But just think. You do need the sanskaras of a long period, is it not? You only say to others that the efforts done for a long period of time will make you the sovereigns for a longer period. You make a determined thought only at the end moment, then that is not long period, is it not? In what will it be counted? Long period or just a short period? Temporary, a short period, is it not? Momentary, only for that moment. It won't be long period. Therefore, now Baba is imperishable, and what is the inheritance? Is it temporary? Is it only limited? It's unlimited, is it not? But to take limited or little, does it look good? You don't like it, is it not? So, don't think about how long, don't think about that. As much time of practice there is, on the basis of that, at the end you will be saved from being deceived. And the longer the period of time you experience the happiness of this time, the longer the period of elevated stage at this time, the better. But if not, then you will be devoid of even the experience of Sangam Yuga. So what do you want to do? You want to have it for a long time, is it not? And it should be for a long time, should it not? Will you do it? You want to do it, have experience of long time, is it not? Yes, you are raising your hand. It's very good. Someone is thinking of the date or expecting the date Baba will say, do not do that. Do not expect the date, but make preparations for a long time. The rhyming words in Hindi, expect means intizar, and make preparations is intizam. You know, anything can happen anytime. It can happen even tomorrow. So don't expect the time to be told. Actually, it is waiting for you. Time is waiting for you. The moment you become complete, at that very moment, the curtain of the end will certainly be unveiled. It's actually waiting for you. The sovereigns are ready until the throne is not going to be empty. And what will the world sovereign do all by himself? It won't look good. He needs a royal family. He needs subjects. He needs everything, is it not? If the world sovereign sits on the throne and looks around and sees that nobody of his is there, how will it look? This is why Baba Dada has one pure desire, that all the children, whether they are new ones or old ones, but all those who call themselves Brahma Kumars or Brahma Kumaris, whether they are Madhuban Nivasis or foreign land Nivasis or Bharat Nivasis, but each child should practice or have the experience of a long time practice and claim the rights to a kingdom for a long time. Not to claim a kingdom only sometimes. Do you like it? Do you like it? What Baba suggested? Then raise your hand. Oh, Baba said, one hand clap and people still clap. Yes, Pandavas, you like it? Yeah, one hand please, one hand clap. Those at the back, you like it? Yes, those at the back are clever. Yeah, listening with attention. Bab Dada is seeing those at the back sitting near him. They are happy because they have been told to sit at the back. Those who are in the front, there they are already in the front. So Bab Dada is seeing. Yes, Muni Ben is telling Baba that Baba, the Sevadharis are sitting in the meditation hall, and Samarupan Nivasi is in the history hall, and Bab Dada is saying that those sitting below, they are sitting on the head as a crown of Baba. They are also clapping, they are also clapping and hearing what Bab Dada has said. Many are sitting down, Dadiji is telling Baba.
So,
those who are sitting down, they will get the fruit of the renunciation. You have the fortune of sitting in front, and they have the fortune of renouncing, and that is being accumulated, the fruit is being accumulated. So did you hear what pure desire Baba has? Do you like it? Now, what should Baba see next year? Will you still raise your hand and say, Baba, now we are making a determined thought? Yeah, you can raise your hand. You can raise even both hands. But let the hand of your mind also be raised. Let the hand of determined thought be risen forever. Bap Dada is
Pavitrita ki chamakti hui mani,
is seeing the shining jewel of, or wishes to see the shining jewel of purity on each one's forehead. In the eyes, there should be the sparkle of purity. The pupils of the eyes should be shining with spirituality. On your lips, there should be the speciality of sweet words to be spoken. That's what Baba wants to hear. In your actions, there should be contentment, humility, this is what Bap Dada wants to see always. In your feelings, there should be good wishes. And here the word bhav could mean again your feelings, emotional feelings. There should be the consciousness of brotherly outlook. From your forehead, the crown of light or the crown of an angel should be visible. Visible means it should be experienced by others. Bhaktada wishes to see you in that type of decorative form. The one with such a type of face is going to become worthy of worship. People in the world will make only a non-living images. But Baba makes or wishes to see you as living images, living forms. So Baba now continues to give drishti. Again, a very powerful atmosphere in the Universal Peace Hall of Om Shanti Bhavan. And Bara continues, Acha, okay. A sweet smile on Baba's face. All the children who are constantly in the father's company, who are always very close to Bab Dada. To all the very
sensible
souls who make efforts for a long time and claim the rights to the attainments of Sangam Yug for a long time, as well as the for the future kingdom for a long time. To all the lamps of hope souls who are decorated with powers and virtues all the time. To all very close, loving souls, loving children, the souls who are in their highest and holiest stage, Bab Dadas. Yad Pyar and Namaste.
Sarva Videsh Vandesh Me Dur Bende Hue Bhi Sanam Mokh.
Though you are those some even to those who are far away in physical distance, either in India or in foreign lands, Bap Dadas, lots and lots and lots of love and remembrance, because Baba is seeing his children who are hearing Baba through the internet, and therefore Baba remembers them. Baba is seeing them and giving Yaad Pyar to all of them. So Baba has finished the Murli, and now Baba is going to address especially to the double foreigners, as the program has been announced. So Baba says, oh, today for the foreigners, double foreigners have been given the chance to meet Baba first. So the Murli is over.